Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. So, Dan, thank you for the weather. You get some blame on social media when people don't like the forecast, but
yes,
today, wow, what a perfect morning.
I'll take credit for that. And yesterday, yeah, too. What perfect. A beautiful day it was, right?
Gorgeous day. I left here. I was in the city to broadcast last night, and it was just nice.
It was definitely warm in the afternoon. I mean, we had 80s, but this is seasonably
warm.
It
wasn't hot, though. It didn't feel gross.
Exactly.
It felt nice.
It felt nice.
I drove home with windows down.
It felt like it's supposed to. It's late June. It's early summer. It's supposed to feel like that. You know, we're a month away from the dog days of summer, from the peak of summer.
Yeah.
And, I mean, not to give away the farm here, but we're probably a week away from our next burst of extreme heat.
I think
once we get into July, the long-range forecast models are showing that things are going to get cooking once again.
My daughter, I was talking to Elizabeth, she and Charlie the Butcher, they're dying because there's no air almost anywhere in London.
That's awful.
And they're at 100. I think they hit 104 the other day. So that's extreme.
Oy.
Yeah. So, you know, and everybody's taking the tube around. I am thankful for 80s.
Meanwhile, I'm going camping with the scouts this summer, and I'm currently investigating ways of air conditioning my tent.
Yes. I think that is a very smart idea.
It's going to be amazing.
So what do you think? So today is going to be beautiful. I mean, just the way we started. Cool,
actually.
During
the daytime hours, it's going to be nice today. Yeah. And then we'll start to see and feel some changes tonight. I think the next chance of showers holds off until late tonight. So I think any outdoor activities that are going on today are going to be fine. There's still some high school graduations that haven't happened. There's
still
some
late,
today.
Right? Yeah, July 4th is like 10 minutes away.
I know. So I think they'll get in just fine. The showers hold off till tonight. And then tomorrow's unsettled. We'll have some showers around. The wettest period of time, the stormiest period is going to be tomorrow night into Saturday morning. Yes, the weekend starts wet. And it could start really wet with over an inch of rain in spots. However, I think like 75% of the weekend is going to be dry as we, you know, dry out in the afternoon on Saturday, and Sunday looks great.
Are they random storms, or are you seeing a front moving in? I'll be in New York in the morning at 4 a.m. I leave.
Yeah, it's going to be a cold front. So that big round of rain is going to be pretty widespread, I think. Everything else is going to be spotty or scattered. You know, tomorrow there will be plenty of breaks of dry weather during the day. It's just at some point for several hours tomorrow night through Saturday morning, we're probably getting soaked.
So bring an umbrella.
If you're going to be out and about either late tomorrow night or if you're up early Saturday, you know, Saturday morning's a popular time for like the kids playing sports and stuff.
Yeah.
That could be an issue. And it all depends on exactly where the storm tracks and how the timing works out. So we'll see. But the idea is that the first part of Saturday could be kind of soggy, but then things will get better.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dan.
Yep.
Eric, what happened at two things happened at Delaney Hall? I heard you talking about one. I don't understand why the governor keeps sending health inspectors. They're not welcome. It's not a state facility.
Right.
It's really absurd, and I don't understand why. It's not like when Governor Christie and other governors have sent the state police to help with a rescue operation because they were invited in. This is just she's what looking for a headline.
Yes. I mean, there's no way that she didn't know ahead of time that they weren't going to get the full access that they said they wanted. There's no doubt in my mind they knew it, sent them anyway, so that they could have a press event afterwards saying, see, they still won't let us inside. What are they hiding? It was all political theater again yesterday.
What happened with the person that got run over?
Yeah, this was Father's Day. Sunday there was a protest, and because we talked about that the Monday you were off.
Yeah.
And so the woman was standing in the driveway moving into Delaney Hall, and she was waving an upside-down American flag and dancing around. She was in the middle of the driveway, had her back to the street. Car pulls in. She doesn't see it. Presumably, the driver didn't see her, and his right front fender kind of hit her, and she crumples over, you know, from the side. They took her to the hospital. Driver remained on the scene. She was out of the hospital, if not the same day, the very next day. She was not seriously injured, and she's back protesting again.
Is the driver being charged?
Driver is being charged. We don't know a name. 38-year-old Newark man. Don't know if he is an ICE employee, if he was going to visit someone, or had other business there. We don't know. But he is now facing
reckless driving charges.
Newark police in charge. Yeah,
so
because that's their jurisdiction.
But there's always a possibility that's political because of Ross Baraka and the pressure he's putting on the police.
Yeah, I'd love
to talk to the guy.
Well, we don't know who he is. We talked to some law enforcement folks, and they said, you know, listen, technically, yes, you are required to be in control of your vehicle at all times. If you hit somebody from behind or you hit a pedestrian, even if it seems unavoidable because you were not, quote unquote, in control of your vehicle, you are open to charges. So, I mean, it is, you can argue the politics of it, and I know a lot of people will, but by the letter of the law, this is what typically happens in these cases, is the driver faces some ticketed charge.
Right. So that's a question for you. Do you think the driver should be ticketed? I think no. I think if you are a pedestrian, the law should apply equally if you are not following the rules of the road. I'm sick of the bikers. I'm sick of the walkers. I'm certainly sick of the protesters. And if you're going to be out there acting like an idiot, the driveways, the roadways, they're for cars. And if you are obstructing in any way, those charges should be null and void. The driver should absolutely not be charged. You agree? 1-800-283-101.5, 616, Fast Traffic Instant Weather Next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Hello. 6-7. Nice temperature.
I love how
never gets old.
Both you and Kathy, like, you perk up when the temperature's 6-7.
I look for the 6-7. It's got the 6-7 is replaced the old triple.
Oh, okay.
The old triple. You used to look for the triples, and I don't know who started that. Did you start that?
Or no.
Was that a Bill Doyle
thing? Bill Doyle, yeah, that was his thing.
Right?
He used that sound effects
deal
for the triples. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I adopted that for a little while.
I like the triple, but I think the 6-7 has replaced it.
Yeah,
and sometimes
I see it coming. Like here, I looked at the temperatures, I'm like, ooh, that's a good one. Sometimes I just kind of roll into it,
six, seven.
I still pronounce it exactly like that.
And you really add personality.
It's like muscle memory now.
Here's the thing. You know, the kids have made this their thing, and I am happy to lean into the kids' things.
Yeah.
Because either one, that's going to make me cool, or number two, it's going to make them stop doing it. And either one of those is a successful outcome in my book.
That is brilliant. That is, you've just defined the philosophy behind the dad jokes.
Father of four, I have some experience.
You definitely do. I'm very impressed, Dan. All right, I'm gonna digest that one. All right, guys, it's 6:24. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time. We're talking about Delaney Hall. I'm so sick of the theater. Why doesn't Governor Sherrill just focus on, I don't know, affordability? And now you got that idiot Baraka, the mayor in Newark. And I have no doubt that he is pushing to have this guy charged for hitting. You hear the story, woman protester hit by car. Then you're like, not really. Kind of like grazed by a slow-moving car because she was in the driveway. It's ridiculous that the driver's being charged. Pam in Warren County, what do you think?
Good morning, Bill. Morning. I don't think the driver should be charged at all. And first of all, she has no business being there, especially since she's from another state.
Right.
And if she'd been paying attention to what she was doing, instead of dancing around like some demented fool, it wouldn't have happened. And I'll tell you, to be honest with you, I myself and some other people I know have watched that little video over and over, and we think it's funny.
It is funny. It's so stupid. And you know what she reminds me of? Like when soccer players take a dramatic fall, or a basketball player, you know, looking for the ref to call a penalty. That's what it looks like. It's just so dumb. I have to tell you, Pam, I'm so sick of the theater. I wish we could get back to talking about meaningful things in the public square where we were actually focused on affordability. And meanwhile, we're losing thousands and thousands of jobs. Thousands and thousands of middle-class families are looking to get out of the Garden State because the governor is focused on everything other than what she campaigned on. It's a shame.
I know.
It really is.
She doesn't care. She just wants all these illegal aliens, or they all do, I guess, as their future voters. And I don't know whether they think that they're all so stupid they don't have the brain power to see what's going on, or they're going to see the word free, free, free.
Yeah, they buy votes. I mean, the people in Delaney Hall are living better than most people in public housing. Actually, they're living better than most people who are working class, struggling with three jobs to afford the rent. Pam, I've got to jump. Nice talking to you. Thanks for the call. 626. Hey, on the other side, I want to talk to you about traffic today. I'm going to need some input and advice with this World Cup match and everything else. I'll explain. 626, Eric Scott with the news next. 638 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. All right, so we got a World Cup match today for Bob Williams. Is Bob?
Yes, sir.
Oh, there he is. What are your thoughts? So I've got to get to... Eric and I were just talking about it offline. That like, this commute is nuts. So I need to be in New York City today at 3:30 p.m. There's a World Cup match at 4.
At 4, yeah.
And there's a fire right now on the turnpike.
Right. So let's break this down.
Let's solve this puzzle.
Hopefully the turnpike will reopen by noon. Seriously, because this is a major wreck.
Northbound car lanes?
Northbound car lanes completely closed, but the last minute or so, I'm watching live pictures here, they are starting to bleed some of the traffic through on the far left shoulder. So if you've been stuck there for hours on the turnpike northbound side car lanes, you're just starting to get through. I'm seeing some rigs getting through there. Hopefully that's going to be a long-term thing. But that rig is completely charred.
What was it doing in the car lanes?
Car lanes.
Yeah, what was it doing there?
Well, they had overnight construction. The truck lanes were originally closed for overnight repairs.
So there you go.
So all the traffic was up there, and then the fire happened. Happened like around 2 o'clock this morning. Pete, if you've ever been stuck in a complete road closure, my heart goes out to you. I've been there. It completely wipes out your day. It completely changes your life.
Yeah.
People have been out there since like 3 or 4 this morning. They've been stuck.
I was thinking, you know, something like that happens, and... You know, I'm live at 7 on Saturday morning, and I'm just applying it to my own experience because everybody else has, you know, they got to get somewhere too, and they got to be there, whether they're picking up their kids or they're, you know, they're running to a wedding. I mean, you think about all the important things going on in everyone's life. I think about live TV at 7 o'clock, and this happened to me on the Helix where there was construction, and at 6 a.m., it was locked up, and I was already running a little late. I didn't get through the tunnel for another half hour. I mean, I just made it, and it was just touch and go. So I don't know. What do you think the workaround is? How far back is the backup? Because are the truck lanes open now?
The truck lanes have been open. It's just very slow for about 4 miles, and the car lanes, again, they're just stopped from exit 11. Like I was just saying, if you're on the parkway, don't get on the turnpike. If you're coming north of the turnpike, you may just bail out somewhere around exit 9, use route 1, anything to get around that. Because you're not going to get through Carteret. Or get on 109 and get on past exit 12. You should be all right. But
so what about the workaround if you're coming from central Jersey? You normally take the turnpike up to either 13 to get on 278 or all the way to either a 16 to Lincoln Tunnel or to the bridge.
Parkway 109 is getting a lot of extra traffic. That is open. 27, there's a bunch of options, but they're all going to cost you time. But you know, again, anything is better than the turnpike. You can use those workarounds. Parkway's getting some backup steady from Woodbridge all the way to Clark now.
What about one all the way to 440 and then cut across Staten Island?
Route 1 to 440, you can do that as well. 440's a little bit slow, so you can get off the parkway at exit 127. Look at you. You're giving traffic. I like this.
Right? I'm with you. But, Bob, look, I've been paying attention for years. I never thought I had to do it again. I'm like, wait a minute. I've got a 12-minute commute now. This is great. And then it all changed.
Yeah, look at Mr. Workaround here. Yeah, definitely outer bridge over to 440 and then maybe back up toward the Gothels and back to Jersey. It's a little bit out of the way, but yeah, it's certainly going to, you know, save you from sitting there. Again, my heart goes out to anybody stuck in that massive backup there, the car lanes.
Is the burning truck, has it been removed?
No, it's still out there. It was carrying lumber. Actually, there were two trucks on fire, and the lumber truck is still smoldering. They're putting water on it. And there was another truck that was on fire carrying medical supplies. There's some serious injuries on this. So there's a lot to do out here. It's a massive scene.
Bob,
it's
do we know what happened? Do we know what happened?
No, I don't. But it's right at the Rahway River Bridge. So that's why there's nothing. Everything was just stuck for hours.
Wow.
There was nowhere. And you got those guardrails up and down the turnpike, which separate the car and truck lanes, which doesn't help the state police. They can't bleed the traffic over to the other roadway because there's nowhere to go. You are completely just housed in there. You're just stuck.
It's such a flawed design with the amount of traffic that we have. And Bob, we'll talk about this later because now this has sort of refocused us. But you had an article years ago about the top 10 worst interchanges, intersections, areas, roadways in New Jersey. And here we are now, 5 years later. I'll bet that list holds, and they're all still the worst. Right?
I would agree, Bill. It's like it's a timeless article that I penned about 5 years ago, and there's one on there about the turnpike and my favorite or my worst merges in the entire state. So we should republish that.
I will ask producer Thomas to send that out on the app and let people know, and then. Maybe later today we'll talk about it if we get this thing cleared up on the turnpike.
Yep, you got
it. Thanks, Bob. Keep us posted.
Okay.
All right, so you heard the man. If you're traveling north to New York right now, stick with the Parkway or Route 1. For me, I think I'm going to head out Route 1 to 440, cut over and take the bridges and get the Battery Park Tunnel because you've got two things going on. You got the World Cup at 4 o'clock. Now we've got this truck fire. If you are stuck right now, what's happening in your world? Give me a call. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Time is 6:44. What I want to talk about is the traffic because there has to be. Think of the contrast. You've got Governor Sherrill, guys like Ross Baraka, all these useless Democrats screaming about Trump, upset about, you know, more concerned about having an argument with Trump over the algae in the reflecting pool than fixing the obvious problems that plague New Jerseyans every day. Your life doesn't change because there's algae in the reflecting pool. Your life doesn't change because they're running out of syrup for the pancake breakfast that they serve the detainees in Delaney Hall. Your life changes when a truck is on fire and three lanes of the turnpike are closed. And your government's doing nothing to upgrade the infrastructure. I mean, I think about even the Jersey barriers on the New York side where they have the machines that will, they're movable because they're smaller barriers. They're not the big, long ones. And why has no one proposed movable barriers on the Jersey Turnpike so that you could turn it into six lanes? Maybe we stop separating the trucks and the cars. There's got to be a better way. Now, I'm no roadway engineer, but I can tell you it ain't working the way it is right now. Where are you stuck? 1-800-283-101.5. All right, everybody, hang in there. We're going to get to all your calls. But first, we're going to check in with Fast Traffic Instant Weather, 6:45.
One of New Jersey's favorite radio teams is back. Dennis and Judy return to New Jersey 101.5 beginning July 13th. And we can't wait to get the conversation started.
.653 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So what's going on, guys? Turnpike fire. All the car lanes are closed. Diverted traffic. People have been stuck since the middle of the night. Let's start with Singh on the Turnpike. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing? So what time have you been stuck since?
I was stuck in this thing since 2:30 because originally there was a truck fire at exit right after exit 13. So yeah. They had three lanes shut down and only shoulder was open, which is still the case. And while I was stuck there, I looked in my rearview mirror and I see flames.
Wow.
So I was stuck there since 2:30. I was supposed to go to Brooklyn with I'm a truck driver with a load of strawberries, and I missed my appointment. I get there, they're like, nope, we can't take you, so now I got to drive back to our yard in Wineland and come back at nighttime again. When I drove back now, the traffic is backed up to almost to exit 10 on the truck lanes. That's
how
bad it is.
You're going south, and you passed it all. Went from 13 to 10. That's a long, long break of traffic. Yep. Saying why? I'm just curious. Why couldn't they take the load? You had to bring it all the way back.
Yeah, because they say you missed your appointment. That's how trucking is. You missed the appointment. You're at their mercy. They're like, we're not going to take you.
I assume because other trucks are pulling in using the bays, right? And the guys.
Yes. And that and this New York, there's no parking, so that messes up my whole day because we have other. Because I do a lot of containers out of the port, and now they told me to just go home and sleep.
No kidding. Why? Because you'll run up your hours, right?
I'll be out of hours.
Yeah, it's so stupid. The rules, the fact that there's no workaround for the hours makes me crazy. That's a whole other conversation. And my guess is the old school truck drivers, you've been doing this a long time. You're like, this should be subject to an individual's stamina and ability to stay awake. You know, I just this one size fits all is ridiculous. It's because we've dumbed down all the rules. And there you go. Now your entire week is screwed up.
Yep, because now the loads that we're supposed to pick up today get back to tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow stuff gets back to next week.
Yeah. All right, Singh. Yeah, hey, man, well, look, do what you got to do, right? Enjoy the sleep. At least there's a paycheck at the end, right?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Singh, thanks. Be safe on the roads. Let's go to John on the Turnpike. What do you got, John?
Hey, good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Good. So what's happening? Where are you?
I'm just getting off exit 10 off the Turnpike. I'm not in as bad a situation as some of these other guys that have been sitting, you know, right at the wreck or the accident.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to mention, I got on down at exit 4 coming north.
Okay.
And you know how the trucks and the cars are all together until you get to, like, exit 6.
Yep.
Well, they got the sign out there saying all the car lanes are closed all the way down there, which is, like, 25 miles away. And it's actually open. I mean, it's wide open until you get up here by exit 9 or 10. So it's just, I don't know, maybe you think it's a silly thing, but I don't know why they can't just put a sign out saying at exit 10, you know, or 9, you're going to have to get over to the truck lanes.
You know, it's a great point,
because
John,
what you have is you've got the truck lanes jammed up all the way up. It's pretty tight. You know, all the cars and trucks are flooding into the two lane or whatever.
Right, because if you were only going from 4 to 9, why can't you use it? What would it matter?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
But they got this big overhead sign of scaring everyone saying car lanes are closed, and it's forcing all the traffic into, you know, the truck lanes all the way up, making it slow for everyone.
And what people don't realize is the truck lanes are good for the truckers because you keep a lot of the cars don't go, right? The truth is, what they should have done, John, is not allow cars in the truck lane.
Exactly.
When they started
truckers
right?
have been saying that all along.
Of course.
The trucks should have their own isolated lanes for themselves.
100%. Well, thanks for pointing that out. You know, it's another one of those things where it's just so aggravating to deal with the. That's a question I'm going to ask Chris Calori, who's the head of the Turnpike and NJ Transit. I'm going to ask him why they do that. It must be a manpower issue. It must be a traffic flow issue. I'm sure they've got some math algorithm that they figured out, but it seems that it defies common sense. Anyway, be safe today on the roads, John. Thanks for pointing it out. All right, everybody else, hang in there. Are you stuck on the Turnpike right now, or in the outside traffic, how are the roadways looking? Do I have to leave now to get to Manhattan by 4? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 657. Eric Scott with your news next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
7:10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. I want to thank the Parks Casino, Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, we're talking about this insane traffic today. Eric, aren't you happy you have nowhere to go after this, right? You're not going to be stuck in this, are you?
No, I have a couple things I have to do in my office at home today, but I am not driving today. I've been doing a lot of driving, not as much as you, but more than I typically do. And I have to tell you, I am recalling how much I really hate to drive.
Right? I was, you know, I had all, it was all good. I came back, as the song says, I'm back. And I'm enjoying this, you know, I would say 14 to 15 minutes on the high end is my commute.
Right.
And then I just jumped in full on, like I'm in my 20s, doing a commute to Manhattan every day. It's gotten intense. And today is not helpful. I mean, between the World Cup at 4, I was already concerned about the traffic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now the truck fire, it's, I mean, you're hearing the callers. It's just, it's bad. It's bad. Back to exit 6.
Well, yeah, it was funny because, you know, I have an Apple Watch, and it has all kinds of like health things on it, right? So it monitors your heart rate, it monitors your blood pressure, it monitors all of that stuff. And I'm sitting in traffic, stopped traffic on Route 1 the other day, and my watch alerts me that my blood pressure is elevated. And I'm
it.
Like, I wonder what that could be from.
That I have no doubt. I hear Route 1, my blood pressure goes up.
I know it, right? It's terrible. Yeah, it's horrible. It's just, I feel for you, man. I don't know how you do it. I couldn't do it. I could not do that commute again.
Today is going to be a math problem combined with a manager stress problem. And we'll see. I got to be in the chair by 4:30. So the timing is how soon I get out of here. Like it's all a math puzzle, and you got, things have to go right. So I need to have no problem between here and home, so I can get a suit on, and then get to New York. So if I can time that and get and walk in the door at about 10:15. I should be okay. All right. What are the roads like out there? Brang is on 440. Hey, man, 440 is my workaround. What's going on?
Well, right now, there's about a 15-minute backup from the congestion coming off the turnpike and the parkway going to the outer bridge.
Poof. Where did you start this morning?
I started my morning out in Piscataway, and going to work this morning wasn't bad. I'm actually a truck driver going to New York City today.
So you started in Piscataway, and then you left. Would you pick up a load, and then you're heading to New York now?
Yes.
So it's just, I mean, how far do you have to go?
I'm only going to Brooklyn, but it's telling me it's going to take about an hour and 30 minutes, an hour and 45 minutes to get to Brooklyn.
Wow. Oh, I'm in trouble tonight. This is not good. What are you carrying?
Carrying furniture.
Furniture, huh? It's what are you seeing out there? Is it dead stopped? Like, are you on your navigation? How far does the red go?
The red basically goes from the parkway interchange all the way to the bridge itself, and then you got sporadic areas on 440 out on Staten Island here where it gets red.
Brang, how long have you been driving a truck?
11 years.
Wow. Is it worse now than it was 11 years ago in terms of traffic?
Traffic is worse. I can say the roadway conditions have gotten a lot worse as far as infrastructure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on 440 going across Staten Island right now, and the ruts in this roadway are outright dangerous.
Yeah. I know that the 1 in 9 is so bad, and it's, I mean, you can literally see through the street at some point. It's just, it's completely dangerous. And you're in the truck, you'll feel every bump, but if you're in a car, I mean, some of these holes are deeper than the length of the distance from the bottom of your tire to your frame. So you end up bottoming out. I mean, it's all over New York. It's Jersey. Yeah, it's bad. Well, anyway, hey man, be safe today. Thank you for checking in. I'm hoping 440 cleans up at least in the next 5 hours. That would be a blessing. So hopefully your ride back won't be as bad.
Hopefully it should clear up after the morning rush, but it's pretty congested right now.
Yeah. Thanks for checking in, man. Have a great rest of your day. All right. I wasn't sure. His name was Brang, but that's his name.
Why didn't you ask him how about the origin of his name? That could have been an interesting...
That could have been.
Brang.
But it's 7:15. I'm going to break for traffic and weather right now.
Her boss said, "Do you want to come back?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Listen, I..."
Dennis and Judy together again.
Dennis Malloy is back. Everybody can stop bothering me.
Starting July 13th on New Jersey 101.5.
All right.
7:22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So I want to ask you, if you're a truck driver out there, I have long said that I think the rules for truck drivers, airline pilots, etc., have been dumbed down to the point where you are not able to maximize your potential. And I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to personalize it. So I get up at around 3:30. And I do this broadcast, and I'm pretty well read. I read a lot. I do an hour or two every day, and I am prepared for anything. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. We don't know exactly what the show is going to be like, because things happen like trucks crash, and there are fires, and there's news constantly happening. So I'm starting to absorb the news around 3:30, and I get a light workout in. I've got a sauna. I get a full sweat in, and then I come in around 5:30, 5:45, and boom, we're here for 4 hours. Do the broadcast. Then I will typically leave, and sometimes I'll get a second light workout in, another sweat. I try to sweat twice a day, whether I'm practicing hot yoga or in the sauna. And on days that I don't have to work until later, I'll go to Breathing Dragon is our hot yoga place. And Maury and Michael run a great, great business, and we love it. And I'm there 12 to 1, come home, shower, put a suit on, hit the road. And it takes me about 2 hours to get to Manhattan in the afternoon for either a 5 o'clock show, a 6 o'clock show. Now, tonight I'm doing a 5 o'clock show on Newsmax and a 6 o'clock show on their streaming station, Newsmax 2. Yesterday, I did my streaming show with my friends at ONNJ, and then I went to Newsmax and did a 6 o'clock show. So think about the day, right? I get started at 3:30 in the morning. I didn't get home last night until 9. Ate dinner, went to bed around 10:30, got about 4 hours sleep, and I'm here doing it again, and I'll be back for 2 shows tomorrow. I'll do it again next Friday. I'm off here, but typically I wouldn't be because we have music all day. But I'll do the 5 o'clock show, the 6 o'clock show, and then I'm in for Greg Kelly at 9 p.m. So then I'll do the 9 to 10 p.m., get home, turn around, and get back for the 7 a.m. show on Saturday. Now, I'm not saying that to pat myself on the back or, "Oh, look at me." No. What I'm saying is, I'm 57 and I'm in really good shape. My stamina now, honestly, is better than when I was in my 30s. Why? My diet's better. I'm focused on working out. I sweat twice a day. I'm focused. So my eating is efficient. My sleep is efficient. If you told me I was limited to a 10 or 12 hour day, you're taking money out of my pocket. So I'm in a job where I'm on the same roadways you are. I'm getting a lot less sleep, but I'm fully alert and aware and able to. And you know what? You can call me out on it, because you see, if you watch the show at night, you'll see whether or not I'm alert, aware, or looking tired on camera. So I've got a public-facing job, and I'm putting in some cases, 20-hour days to do it. Again, blessed with the opportunity. I was out of work for 7 months running for governor. So this is a huge blessing to be able to work 3 jobs. But the point I'm making is, are we doing a disservice to our truck drivers, our airline pilots, etc., taking money out of their pocket, limiting you to a 10-hour stretch and mandating certain breaks? Not everybody is the same. And the guy that doesn't sleep right or can't regulate his body is really in trouble. He's not signing up to do over-the-road trucking. So And you know, if you're in the military, I can tell you, in the Marine Corps, they told us, we owe you one meal and 2 hours of sleep. Anything beyond that in a day, consider yourself lucky. Now, how many of you went through the military, got into civilian life, and recognized just how wimpy we treat everybody? It's like we treat everyone like they're so soft. And you want to know why that we're in trouble as a country? I think that's one of them. So I think it's time to expand and change the rules, both for trucking and for airline pilots. What are your thoughts? 1-800-283-101.5. 727, Eric Scott with your news next. On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So I brought up trucking rules and airline rules. And, you know, for guys that are old school, you know, I don't know if the rules are being broken or not. But the idea that you've got a truck driver, we were talking earlier, he's drove his load of strawberries to Brooklyn and then got turned around because he missed his appointment. And the problem is now, instead of being able to wait for the next window, he's got to go home and sleep. Because of the rules. And my guess, and he's like, yeah, I got to, not, I'm so dead tired after my 10-hour day. No. And then I think about the military. Military's out there. There are no rules with the military. You're not guaranteed some time off. Hold on, guys. Stop shooting at us. We're going to take a break. So I think we've dumbed it down to the point where this is why things are so expensive. Let's go to Joe in Lawrenceville. What do you think, Joe?
Hey, Bill, good morning. I used to drive the bigger trucks. And I kind of agree with what they're doing, because all you have to do is mention Tracy Morgan. You know what happened with Tracy Morgan?
Yeah.
When his van got hit. And I'm not going to make any accusations for legality's point, but from what I heard, that driver was driving for 20 hours straight. So, and he fell asleep.
Yeah, well, that was it. But Joe, that was a one-off, and it was a Walmart, right? He was a Walmart driver. And yeah. we don't know the full circumstances. Yeah, there's no question guys fall asleep driving. But there's just as much a chance of a driver who is, everyone else on the road is not regulated. And you might say, well, everybody else is not driving something that's got 30,000 pounds. And I certainly get that. But I would argue most of your accidents are because of your four-wheelers not knowing how to drive around trucks. I mean, I saw it all day yesterday. Four-wheelers pulling in front of the trucks that literally cut their stopping time in half. It makes me crazy. They don't teach people how to drive around the trucks. The illegals, right? You got these ghost truck companies coming up, and they are hiring illegals, and we're seeing this more and more. So there are a lot of problems.
Oh, yeah.
It's not necessarily the same
absolutely.
Time. Right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because I've seen it. I used to work a shop, right? I was a receiver.
Yeah.
And we would have loads of water coming in, and I see this driver. He pulls up, 24-year-old kid.
Yeah.
It took him eight times to back into the dock.
Right.
The thing is that these companies lowball each other for drivers and pay, and there's no discipline. That's what I've found, because I'm 52 years old, and I'm on a turnpike every day as a parts runner for a company. And I see truck drivers, these tractor trailers, they're swerving onto the shoulder.
Yeah.
They're making bad turns. And, I mean, there's no discipline on their profession. That's the scary point, because when I first started this job, everybody had pride in what they were doing when I was driving a truck. They were careful. They followed the rules. And now it's just like, it's a free-for-all. It's basically a free-for-all on the road.
So I guess what it is. Let me explain what I'm saying, Joe. The feel good from the soccer moms and others who say we have to make our roads safe, you shouldn't be driving more than 10 hours. The feel good legislation, like a lot of gun legislation, regulates the people who are following the rules. It does not do anything for a company that's willing. They call them chameleon trucking companies, where they literally will close down and then restart, often with the same trucks and the same drivers, just a new business address, and the government's trying to keep up with them. The problem is just what you're saying. The drivers are not vetted. If you vetted your drivers, if you came down like a hammer on these companies and made it criminal to hire an illegal or not put somebody through the proper training, and a business owner could go to jail, now we got a different circumstance. And I don't see any reason why a guy can't be working for 14 hours. I mean, you know, I drove across country, and I realized that, look, I've done it a few times. I'm not driving a big rig every day, and I'm not diminishing it. What I'm actually saying is the drivers themselves are tougher than the rules allow for. And maybe the exception to that is a 24-year-old kid that's ever backed a truck up to a loading dock. And that's a huge problem. Huge problem.
Yeah, Bill, in your next run, man, you have to propose that legislation. I'm all for it for that.
All right.
Complete vetting of these drivers.
Right. Vet the drivers and hold the companies accountable. We'll see about what the future holds, man. But for now, we're going to keep pushing and keep fighting. Thank you, Joe. Good talking to you.
Go for it, Bill.
All right, you take care. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know what the future holds. I do know this. I'm gonna focus on the broadcast and you know, TV, radio, and other projects we have going on because I'm so serious about fixing this state that I don't want to be casual about whether or not I'll run again, etc. I think the bigger issue is we've got to really understand what these problems are. And guys, I mean it. Look, I'm on the same roads. My kids are on the roads. My wife is on the road. You're on the road. I get it. I want traffic safety as much as anyone. Now, I'm now driving to New York every day. So I don't take it lightly. When I say that the rules should be expanded and I have no problem with a 14-hour day, I mean that sincerely. It's not going to make the roads any less safe. What's made our roadways less safe are people like the former Republican nominee calling for driver's licenses for illegals. That made the roads dangerous. That put your children in jeopardy. Because now you've got these companies that can scoop up these illegals. They've got a legitimate driver's license. Now it's only a matter of time that they're on your road in a big truck without the training. So this is not about the time. The Tracy Morgan, God forbid, right? That horrible crash where the truck driver rear-ended the van and Tracy lived, his friend was killed. Terrible. But when you use a one-off like that, to then regulate everybody else. It's the same thing we have with gun control. Somebody does something stupid and gets themselves killed. All of a sudden, all the legal gun owners have to suffer the consequences of higher fees and higher regulations. And it hasn't made the world any safer. I want to make the roadway safer. We should be deporting every illegal. We should be cracking down on every illegal driver. We should be putting people in prison and not feeding them pancakes, feeding them gruel. So I don't want to hear, the roads will be less safe if we lengthen the time a guy can work. What are you talking about? A healthy 20 or 30 or 40-something-year-old man can't work 14 hours? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the problem. My God, toughen up, Buttercup. Good grief. What do you think? 1-800-283-101.5. Greg, you'll be first on the other side. Traffic weather next. Oh. 7:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Greg and Parsippany, hold on 1 second. Producer Thomas, I noticed that the phones rang and you had an expression on your face and then you walked in. What happened?
He's got that ability.
We had a caller call in.
Yeah.
Not quite happy with what you had to
say. My last rant about illegals and feeding them gruel.
As many are not happy with a lot of your rants.
Yeah.
She said, did not give a name or anything. She said, her words, not mine, that you are a racist piece of bleep.
Nice.
And you should not have a platform.
Wow.
And she asked me, why do we give you a platform? I give you a platform. Like, I
have thank you for the platform. Appreciate that, Thomas.
Yeah, I
enjoy the platform.
Yeah.
So I should be deplatformed. That's it. No platform for you.
Apparently, I could deplatform you. So I will do that for her.
Yeah. I think what specifically she was mad at, my comments about truckers or, I'm supporting the truckers.
The random.
I'm anti-illegal.
The rant you had previously.
I would like to know, for hate-o-meter purposes, was it the comment that all illegals should be deported? Was it the comment that anybody that is endangering our roadways should be jailed? Or do you think it was the gruel comment?
We need further explanation from this.
And we didn't get her name, did we?
I think she needs to call back in.
Yeah, if you don't mind, whoever you are, unless you've already turned the station, we would love to hear back from you. I like to get into the facts on the hate-o-meter content.
Yeah,
the origin of it. Like, what was the trigger?
Yeah, we need.
Was it gruel or was it illegal deportation? I don't know. I like to know because it helps us fine tune the conversation about the.
If I had to guess, it'd be a mixture of all of those of what you said, but we don't know.
Oh, that's
a good point. We don't know for sure.
Yeah, because it was like a ramp up. Like yeah. I went from stop the illegals and get them out of here to hold the companies hiring accountable to feed them gruel.
I would assume it's that, but you know what happens to people who make assumptions or what they
that,
say.
That is true. Make assumptions. Yes. Makes an ass out that. Of you and me.
Of course.
So there we go. All right. So here's what I want to do. I want to get back to talking about. It is a nice, catchy tune, isn't it? Yes, I do. Raise your hostility. For sure. So let's check every day. The online pleaders on today's Bill Hadometer. So. I would just ask if you are really, if you are worked up enough. Now, I'm speaking to a lot of you now. If you are worked up enough by something I said, you have, and you are so worked up that not only are you going to keep the station on and listen to me, which I appreciate, thank you, and you're going to call producer Thomas, that took a lot of energy. You're only one click from then talking to me live on the air. So if you want to vent, look, the vent line is open. If you're upset, this is like radiotherapy. It's good for all of us. So just like have a little more the courage of your convictions. Why don't we call it that? And look, you're only one step away. You took the time. You listened. You got mad. You dialed the number. You spoke to producer Thomas. You threw out some bombs. You're literally one button away from talking to me and letting me have it personally. So, and let me just say this. You will feel better. You will feel better having let that out. So, the Ventometer is open if anybody wants to vent their frustrations or anger at me. But I will tell you, I stand by everything I said. I am equally mad about the food selections at Delaney Hall as the Democrats. The difference is I'm mad because I think it's too good. I think they ought to be slopping gruel onto a plate, maybe not even a plate. And utensils are too dangerous, could be a weapon. So eating gruel out of the plastic cafeteria trays off the tray with your hands, I think is the appropriate way to handle criminal illegal aliens. Okay. And they shouldn't be driving trucks, that's for sure. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Greg, you'll be first on the other side. I do think it's time to change our trucking rules and hold these companies accountable and really vet these drivers. But that would come with, hey, if you've got the stamina, you could pass a basic physical fitness test. You can work 14 hours. Why not? 1-800-283-101.5. 7:57 is the time. Eric Scott with the news next.
From the shore to your street, we're talking about what matters to you. New Jersey 101.5.
8:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, let's jump right back in. We'll start with Greg in Parsippany. What do you got, Greg? So you're a truck driver?
Hey, yes, I am. I own my own truck.
So tell me, what do you think of my comments and the ideas?
Two things. The guy that called about the accident with Walmart, that driver was not on duty. He drove his personal vehicle for long hours. Then he drove in the truck. That proves it, that all these electronic stupid devices they put in there to control the drivers, all they do is a timer. He was legally driving his truck because he was on duty, not long enough. It just shows you what the truck does, not the person.
Got it.
Two, why everything's expensive is because, let's talk about the guy from Wakefern. To unload a load of water, 19 pallets, they charge you $200 or $240. The unloading fees are upwards that I've paid over $1,000 to unload my truck.
Wow, no kidding.
That gets factored into the price. No kidding. I can send you receipts.
Greg, I want to understand it. So you drop the load at what? It's at a warehouse? Are you dropping
to a distributor? Distribution center, for example. Well, it's like Wakefern distributes for ShopRite. You show up to Wakefern, they call it the lumper fee, the unloading fee. Depends on the product you bring it in. It can go anywhere from 100 to $600, $700.
And what is that supposed to pay for, the guys who are actually unloading the truck?
The guys that are actually unloading.
Got
it. I go to Bazuros, for example, in Connecticut. They'll charge you, they'll do it in about 3 hours, and they charge you $600, $700.
Wow.
Because they have to break down the pallets. Well, that should be paid by the warehouse. I mean, I don't, you know, there's theories why they charge, but nevertheless, when I started driving 30 years ago, you showed up at a warehouse, the guy charged you $40 to unload the truck. Now it's $600, $700. They made these into companies, like literally companies that unload your trucks.
How about that? All right, now there you go, Greg. That is something. I wonder if that is regulated at all. Probably not.
No, not at all. Not at
right?
all. Now, another thing that keeps drivers away from that, good drivers from this business, the constant waiting at warehouses that nobody wants to pay for. That takes time off your clock. The treatment, a lot of guys just left the industry when the ELOCs came in. A lot of guys left the industry because they don't get paid enough. If you factor in the inflation and what they made in the 80s and 90s, a truck driver should be making $140,000 to $150,000. Now, when you think about it, oh, it's a lot of money. You don't have any skills. I like to see you driving a tractor trailer on a highway in New Jersey.
Thank you, Greg.
400 miles.
Thank you, Greg. And that's why I say I'm so sick and tired of people blaming the truck drivers. A skilled truck driver is the best driver on the road, period.
They left. They left. That's why the companies are putting, it was all started with Swift and the XCO. They wanted the cheap labor to get it cheaper. So they pay cheaper. What are you going to get when you pay cheap? You get what you pay for.
Thank you.
And then you got all these guys running around. Even me, I'm scared to drive around truck drivers, and I've been driving for 30 years because they're just stupid.
Yeah. Well,
they have no skills. They just put them in a truck and, okay, go, as long as it makes it.
Yeah. How about that? Well, I'll tell you, Greg, you are not alone speaking for the skilled truck drivers out there, which is why I believe we need to crack down and get into a very serious conversation about vetting. And it starts with deportations and holding.
Indeed, I agree.
Yeah, right?
I agree with that. I don't care what people think. And I'm an immigrant to this country.
Yeah, legal.
I agree with it.
Right?
Legal. Yes.
There you go.
I waited a long time. I have to go back to my country to get my paperwork.
Thank you, Greg. We have been talking about this. It's so frustrating to me. You did it the right way. You're paying the price.
Yeah, well, and for all the public that listen, everything you got, everything around you was at one point brought in by a truck. Even when it came on a train, somebody had to bring it from the train to the distribution center to your store.
Yeah.
Think about that next time you're going to flip a New Jersey salute to a truck driver because he's too slow for you. You got to get around him. So think about that. Everything you have
was
at one point on a truck.
Yep. Greg, you're 100% right. Hey, man, I know that I appreciate you, and I will keep fighting for common sense and standing up for our truck drivers. Thank you, man. Have a great rest of your day. All right, Phil, Ed, Todd, Paul, hang in there. We'll be right back. 8:14, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Some things just belong together. Pork roll and egg, the shore and summer, Dennis and Judy together again, starting July 13th on New Jersey 101.5.
Out. 8:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. So what do you think if you're driving a truck? Has it gotten bad? I think it's time to change some of the rules. You know, the driving limits, the way they do, that you have to have 10 consecutive hours off duty. It screws guys up, like you heard a couple callers earlier. They missed their appointments today, dropping their loads in Brooklyn. Now, that's it. You got to go back, return the truck, and go home and go to sleep. How stupid is that? It's the waste of fuel and energy and money, and you wonder why your strawberries are costing what they're costing. Bananas, although the president did say the cost of avocados is down 19%, so there's that. Let's go to Paul in Bergenfield. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to, you know, I've been a commercial driver for 43 years.
Yeah.
And when I became a commercial driver, I had to take all sorts of tests, physical, all my endorsements.
Yep.
And now today, I see these drivers, and they're very dangerous. The government should step in because the public is very unsafe out there.
I agree, Paul. I think it's time that, I mean, the government, I've talked to some of the federal highway folks on some of the shows, and, you know, they're trying to play catch up. It's like whack-a-mole, because what's happening is these companies, they call them chameleon trucking companies, they literally they dissolve and then they reform overnight. It is absolutely whack-a-mole where it's hard to keep up. And they put hundreds of them out of business and deported, arrested thousands. But there's so many more to go. I mean, you saw it. I don't know. Was it in Florida where that truck driver made the illegal U-turn? A family of four got crushed underneath the rig and died. And, you know, and if you looked at the video in the cab, they didn't even know that somebody had hit them. They didn't care. Two scumbags and just casual. Family of four is dead now. So I'm with you, Paul. I think the problem is that we're afraid to be aggressive. We're afraid to, it's like we dance around the edges because every one of us knows somebody's got a company they got to hire. Oh yeah, that guy's illegal, but you know, he works hard. He's got a family. We have to recognize that we have been invaded. We've been invaded from what President Trump called S-hole countries, and President Trump was 100% right about that. We have imported the third world, and we are becoming the third world. And you are spot on. I don't know what happened on the turnpike this morning. Maybe it was just a total accident, and the guy was an experienced driver, and sometimes things happen. I get it.
Right.
But there's a better chance it wasn't.
Can I tell you one more incident that I had?
Yeah, tell me.
I was at my branch. We deliver construction equipment. So we had an outside carrier because he was bringing it cross country.
Mm-hmm.
And he loaded up this piece of equipment. I said to my boss, I said, look, he got it over the fifth wheel. He's too high. So I went out there with my measuring stick and I said, look, buddy, you're 14 too.
Yeah.
He goes, it's not your problem. It's my problem. He was a foreigner.
Yep.
You know, and he says, it's not my problem. It's his problem. So if anything happens, it's on him. And he said, no, that's our company's equipment. And I said, don't you know the legal height of the commercial truck? He goes, well, what is it? I got to tell you, you got a commercial license. I got to tell you. He goes, yeah. I said, it's 13.6. I said, you know, the gross vehicle weight with the load and the weight of your vehicle. He goes, what? I said, 80,000 pounds. I said, you should know that. Where did you get your commercial license at?
It's written on half the trucks.
Yeah. And the guy looked at me like I was insane.
Right.
You're breaking the law. That's what happens. Because when you get that truck goes out there, God forbid, it strikes a bridge. It falls off and kills a family in back of them.
Because stupidity. Look, we have to elevate this to criminal liability. It's not just a traffic violation. I want to see a full audit of the trucking companies, and I think the federal government needs to come in and work with the states to do that because I agree, it's out of control. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Todd, Ed, Phil, hang in there. I'll be right back. The news is next in 2 minutes. A38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. All right, let's jump into what we're talking about. Illegals, truckers, and the mess that our roads have become. Let's start with Todd in Monroe. Morning, Todd. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill. I wanted to comment on the hours of service.
Yeah, for truck drivers.
Our work day is a 14-hour work day. You can drive 11 hours.
Right.
And you work 14.
You have to drive the 11 hours within the 14 hours.
Correct.
Right.
I mean, you can do a split berth, sleeper berth, which means, you know, you can sleep for two, work for eight.
But if you do that, I read that you had to have 7 consecutive hours and then the second break 2 hours. That just seems... It just seems arbitrary to me, Todd, you know, because if you just adjusted that to a 13-hour driving limit in a 16-hour day, you wouldn't have had the problem today of the guys having to return the trucks and then go home and go to sleep. 2 hours could make an enormous difference, and I wonder what that would do to the cost. But let me ask you this, Todd. Go ahead.
Okay. No, well, I was going to say, I won't disagree with you, but on the other hand, there's no excuse why a warehouse can't take a load late.
I agree.
Especially if it's fresh produce.
Yeah.
That, you know, I don't know that specific warehouse, but there's warehouses with 75 docks. Let's say you're an hour late. You got 75 docks that you can work out of.
Yeah. And are they all full all the time for 8 hours? No, probably not.
They're not. I mean, there are some. I mean, they're not specifically full, but, you know, one truck gets unloaded, another pulls in.
Right.
The cycle goes on all day long.
But, Todd, don't you think in that case in Brooklyn today that there must have been hundreds of trucks that were late?
Absolutely, because I sat in that traffic.
Did you?
I am finishing my day right now, and to get on, for 287 for that accident, actually it wasn't an accident, it's a garbage truck fire. I mean, that was 35 minutes alone, just getting past that.
You know, my point, Todd, was that I think when you look at the regulations of the hours of service, et cetera, there are a lot of guys, maybe some older guys that love it and say, hey, you know what, I don't want to put in more than that. But to me, younger guys that can pass a vetting process, physical stamina, all those things, there's no reason why you can't extend it. Because if there are adverse conditions, severe weather, the rules let you add 2 hours. So to me,
right. That
tells me add the 2 hours anyway and make this an easier system for the guys that are able to. The bigger problem is, and I would love your thoughts on this, you've got a flood of illegals. We had Republicans backing Democrats to get driver's licenses into their hands. And I've heard more truck drivers over the past year, every time I talk about it on the air, complaining about how you got guys on the road that really are barely able to drive a car, let alone an 18-wheeler.
You're 100% right. There are so many people, both men and women, they can't speak English. They should not be driving an 18-wheeler.
No.
I don't know how they got their license, but they do have what's called a non-domicile license. And I just learned about this year when I applied for a job. They asked me, do you have a non-domicile license? Hmm. And that means you're a non-U.S. citizen with a Class A CDL.
Yeah, it's nuts. Shouldn't be allowed. Period. End of sentence. Should not be allowed unless you are legal on a work visa, brought here specifically following the rules and on a pathway. Otherwise, we ought to be deporting. And I think we should elevate any trucking company that puts a illegal, untrained, on the road. There ought to be jail time for the guy that did that. Because people are dying, thousands across the country. And it's bad. Our roadways are more dangerous. Now, they will talk about the stats, Todd, but you're on the road, and you know how many people are unsafe to be around as you're making your way across the state.
I see it. I've driven through 47 different states. I'm a novice. I've only got 800,000 miles under my belt.
Is that all?
You know, there's guys with, there's guys with 2 million miles, 3 million miles. It's a daily thing. These accidents are happening every day.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what happened on the turnpike. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I don't know yet. We'll find out.
Yeah, the state police will do a thorough investigation. I mean, they'll know if it was a tire blowout that caused the accident.
Right. Could have been something. I said that. I qualified it by saying I'm not pointing the finger. I don't know. But I also know, given what's going on in the country right now with the flood of illegals and the lack of law enforcement pressure in blue states, that there is a good chance that it was something that was preventable. All right, Todd, got to jump. Good talking to you. I enjoyed the conversation. Have a great rest of your day. Phil, you'll be first on the other side. I want to talk about a little bit about Delaney Hall and the lies coming from Mikey, the helicopter pilot. 844, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
8:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back in. All right, we got Marcos in Morristown. You're a truck driver, so tell me, Marcos, what did you see this morning?
Hey, Bill, thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
So I spotted I started at 1:15 this morning, rolled out at 1:30. I did see the crash of the turnpike, and it looked like something out of Die Hard.
Really?
And it was just real. Yeah, it was bad, man. It was really bad. So I made my delivery at York, Pennsylvania, but I had to dive first because I was told by a coworker that the turnpike was a complete mess. So I had to take 83 North to 78 in Pennsylvania. I'm on 78 now, heading back to Elizabeth.
So you're no doubt gonna get stuck in some of the traffic in and around Elizabeth. Are you in traffic now?
Well, right now traffic is moving fine. I'm going to 65.
Oh,
I'm moving.
I'm encouraged, man. That's great. You're going 65. That bodes very well for my afternoon, Marcos. All I'm thinking about is how am I slugging through this today? So, hey, Marcos, real quick, could you see how it happened? Like you said, you witnessed it, or was it as you drove past it, it had already happened?
It already happened. I think it happened not too long before I passed it.
Yeah.
Because the fire trucks arrived on the scene, and it was a huge blaze. I thought it was one tractor trailer, but I'm hearing it was like, what, how many, two?
Bob said he thought it was two. So we're going to check back in with Bob, and I'll have a full update after the news. Thank you, Marcos. Drive safe, man. Appreciate you checking in with us. All right, Phil, you will be first. I do want to talk about Delaney Hall. That'll be after the news of Jen Ercillo coming up in 4 minutes.
From Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's weather to traffic that explains what's happening, a powerful local newsroom and conversations you actually care about, New Jersey 101.5 keeps you informed, entertained, and connected all day long.
9:12 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. All right, Phil in Jackson has been super patient on hold. Phil, thank you, man. I don't think you can have a conversation about road safety and what is going on with our trucking industry without talking about illegals. And, you know, it's interesting. We have this terrible crash on the turnpike this morning. People backed up for hours and hours and hours. And you got the governor is out tweeting about health inspectors not being allowed in Delaney Hall. It is a purposeful distraction because she, like many politicians on both sides, treat voters like they're stupid. So, Phil, you've been to Delaney Hall.
Yeah, yes, sir. So, Bill, I'm your Marine buddy. I was wrongfully convicted of a crime back in the day, and I ended up doing a violation there. And just so the viewers know, the listeners, the Delaney Hall, owned by Geo Group, there are a bunch of these buildings, and the only way I could explain it, it's like a dorm in a nice college. So inside each room, you have four sets of bunk beds. So there's eight people live in each room. And the bunk beds are these like state-of-the-art steel bunk beds that have the whole bed itself opens up, and underneath you have a huge closet that's probably a foot and a half deep by the, you know, full size of like a almost a queen bed, not like a twin. And so you have all your stuff in there. And then there's community bathrooms, and these bathrooms are, you know, stand-up showers, stalls, toilets, sinks. There's probably 30 sinks.
So wait, Phil, not like in boot camp, right? Not like Paris Island, where all the toilets are lined up and there's no privacy, no stalls. You got privacy.
Nothing like that. You got privacy. Then you have like
people have no idea how
hall.
Weird that is. That, you know, Phil, I can do a whole conversation just on that. The open toilets. That's a weird thing that you get used to in one day.
And this place, it's very clean.
Yeah.
You know, it's all new. So all these places, Geo and all these places that were state run at the time, you know, private investors, but, you know, through the state, they've only been around for so many years, 10, 15 years. They took old warehouses and renovated them. Mm-hmm. So I was there for 180 days.
How was the food?
And the food was fine. It was, you know, it's not, I would say it's equivalent to food that you would get at college or even like in school.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, but it was nothing. There was
nothing hard about it except for the fact that you couldn't leave. So it was in like a double gated situation. Outside, they have a yard where they have basketball courts. You go outside, and then there's different classrooms where you would go and you would do like AA and NA and stuff like that. But the whole place is, you know, it's way nicer than anyone thinks. And the last thing I wanted to tell people that they don't ever understand. Last year we went to Canada. My friend could not get into Canada because he had a DUI on his record. Okay,
really?
So and I swear to God, and if you were to sneak into Canada, you would immediately be arrested, and that's it. And then, God forbid, you remember, Bill, I was stationed at Camp Pendleton.
Yeah,
we used to go down to Tijuana, and a couple of my buddies got locked up down there. They don't even provide food; the churches do. No. So when you're down there, you get locked up down in Mexico. Good luck getting out. You usually have to get a congressman or someone to try to get you out.
Or you got to pay the cops some cash.
That's it.
I know. I mean, it's a real thing, and people don't understand that. And Phil, you're 100% right. I mean, and by the way, 180 days locked up is a lot. And nobody is even suggesting that people should be mistreated or poorly treated. What is really awful, Phil, is they act like we're the bad guys. Mikey Sherrill's doing nothing about affordability, nothing about the trucking crisis, the illegal problems, the lack of cooperation with law enforcement, the fact that young people can't afford to buy a house and you're taking your life into your hands on Jersey roads. Instead, she wants to do a fake inspection with the state health and pretend that things are bad when report after report after report is that Delaney Hall is one of the nicer places to be housed. Phil, great to talk to you, brother. Semper Fi, man. Good to hear from you. Check in once in a while. All right. It is 9:17. On the other side of traffic and weather, which is coming up soon, I want to ask you that do you... Are you on the road right now? Are you in traffic? I'll be honest. It's a little personal. I got to get to New York. And I'm very concerned that I am going to be backed up for hours. I'm trying to figure out, should I leave 3 or 3.5 hours for my drive? Now, typically on a weekday, it'll take me about 2 hours. And usually I cut across Staten Island and come up through the Battery Tunnel, which is a very fast way to get into Manhattan. The question I have for you is, where are you on the road right now? And if you're a truck driver and you heard my comments earlier, do you agree that one of the driving problems is we have too many illegals that have been issued driver's licenses? They're behind the rigs. They've made it very, very dangerous. And should we take that 2 hours of adverse driving conditions, which gets added to your allowable drive time, and just proactively add it? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. The time is 9:18. 9:26 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Welcome back. Let's check in with Charlene in Wall, talking about Jersey roads and what's been going on. What's happening, Charlene? How you doing?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. So you're a retired police officer.
I am.
So what do you think about the state of the driver's licenses and the trucking? What do you think?
So my experience was that a lot of illegal people in the state of New Jersey have fake IDs, mm-hmm. fake out-of-state driver's licenses, and no insurance.
Yeah.
So back in the day, when you would arrest them and take them into custody and call ICE and tell them you had somebody who was illegal, they would basically laugh at you and say, well, when you have more than five, give us a call back and we'll come and get them.
Really?
Yep.
And why was that? Because they didn't have the resources or it just was not in their interest? I mean, what was that?
It was not in their interest and they didn't have the resources.
Yeah.
It was both.
Did you see a change? How long ago did you retire?
2003.
Okay, so you saw this before. I mean, that was at a time where you knew it was happening. The roads were dangerous then, but we didn't have the full-on knowledge. I don't think we really got our heads wrapped around this until 2016, in the last really, you know, last 10 years or so. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But the problem was, if they got in a car accident, they ran into you, whatever, and, you know, you responded to the car accident and you locked them up for fake credentials, they would just change their name and disappear. So there'd be no recourse.
Yeah. Which is why, Charlene, we should have been locking these people up from go. There should have been deportation hearings immediately. I think our tolerance got so high. And I've made this argument that you go back to the Ronald Reagan years in the 80s, and the push was to say, well, we have to create a pathway and we're going to punish the companies that are hiring them. Well, that never works, because you literally had millions of people then scattered in the dark. And how do you track them down? Now you've got entire companies doing that. They get under investigation, they close down, and boom, they pop up, and it's a brand new company with the same criminal drivers. Yeah, it's bad.
Absolutely.
Anyway, Charlene.
Absolutely. I am not against people coming to this country, but right. There's a legal way to do it.
Legal, legal, legal. If you are an alien who is here illegally, we consider you a criminal and you ought to be deported. Charlene, I'm with you. It's not anti-immigration. The left conflates the two. They conflate illegal immigration with legal immigration, and they're not the same. Criminal illegals are the problem, and there are too many of them, and it's made our country dangerous. All right, more to come, but first, let's check in with Jen Ercillo and your news. 9:39 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. All right, we're going to check back in with Bob Williams. Bob, I'm dreading this commute today.
And rightfully so, man.
Right?
Nothing has changed all morning. It's still multi-mile delays. The turnpike car lanes are closed at exit 10 northbound with that crash investigation with those tractor trailers and that fire. Truck lane, 16-mile delays north of exit 9. The parkway is crowded. Outer Bridge, that's your go-to. That's your way around. Not good right now. It's backed up. That's where all the traffic is going.
Did you say 16-mile backup?
16 miles on both the turnpike and the parkway. And not good at all.
And how many lanes are closed in the truck lane or in the car lane? All of them?
The entire car lanes are closed. Crash investigation, we're hearing serious injuries there.
So there could be a fatality, and that's why they're there.
Yep, that's what we're hearing.
Are they letting folks go on the shoulder? Like, are they trying to let some of the traffic around?
Yes, they did let all of that traffic through. They bled that through earlier now, so they've got the entire road closed. So I guess whoever was stuck there has gotten through finally after being there for 6 hours.
But everybody else is sitting 16-mile back. Up exit 9
in the truck lanes.
Wow.
Yeah, and the parkway just heavy all the way Driscoll all the way up to Union.
How's Route 1 look?
Well, getting backed up out of Princeton and spots up toward North Brunswick, and then it gets real bad past Edison by Route 18. I'm going to have to get back to you on what your best route is going to be.
I really don't know.
Through Pennsylvania, going around
GWB.
It's getting bad. You know, it's getting so bad, Bill. I hope you brought a change of clothes. You may have to shower at the station.
Right.
And leave right from the station and head into the city.
It's really nuts.
Have you ever showered at the station, Bill?
Wait, at this station?
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
I've showered there.
You should see Jen Ercillo's face right now and Kathy. Have you used the shower here, Bob?
Oh, yes.
No. Bob, you have?
Bob.
Oh, yeah, years ago. I'll bet you my shampoo, I'll bet you my Selsun Blue is still in the shower there.
It probably is. Has anyone else ever used it?
Yes, Lou Hockman. When Lou Hockman
used to use it.
Yes, when Lou worked here, Lou used it.
Would you?
Well, some people use it when they lose their lease, you know?
I don't know. Kathy, would you?
I don't think so.
First of all, the shower is in the bathroom right off the kitchen.
The whole thing
is right away, you got a problem. It's like its own little studio apartment. Right? Except most studio apartments are a little cleaner.
Yeah.
You're going to go in the bathroom next week. There's going to be a coffee pot in there now.
Right?
Watch. That's the next thing.
So maybe that's it. That would be my... Can you imagine if all of a sudden I'll come out in the towel and be like, hey, excuse me, guys. I just got to get ready.
Why not?
We don't have towels.
No, you bring your own. You got to bring your own towel.
I know.
Or paper towels.
Well, I have my flip-flops on, towel, and a little shower caddy.
Yeah. I don't even think I'd be shocked at that point, moment. I'd be like, Hey, Bill,
so,
what's up?
So, Bob, let me ask you this. In your professional opinion, a 16-mile backup, about how long to get through that? 2 hours?
Yeah, about that. Yep, pretty much.
All right.
It's going to cost you at least double, triple your travel.
So I've got to figure this is at least a 3-hour journey, even if I go Staten Island.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh. I mean,
because I'm thinking sticking with Route 1. If you go all the way through Edison, if you pass the Route 18 exit on Route 1, which would be exit 9 on the turnpike, right. And you go up to 440, I should be okay, right? Don't you think? Maybe not okay.
I mean, it depends how long this investigation's going on. If it's a fatality like we're hearing, it could go on, you know, past noon, and they haven't even cleared the wreckage. If you've seen pictures from the scene,
how many
it's
trucks just completely are
About 4 trucks. One was carrying lumber, caught fire. There was one with hair products. Aerosol cans were exploding. Hairspray in one truck. There was it's just a lot of cleanup to do there. A couple of those trucks are completely demolished across the roadway.
I think one was carrying candy too.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I heard that so, one. So
candy, hairspray, and lumber.
You're screwed.
Yeah. I mean, it's
have you thought about a helicopter, Spadia?
You know, it's funny. So funny.
Drive
you say
up to
that.
The Princeton Airport and have somebody just airlift you in.
It's funny because when Elizabeth was in New York working from London, and you know, so she works for this boutique firm, and her partner. They were working with Marriott, and they met with the parent company, and he had to get to JFK, $180. He took a helicopter.
Yeah. No, that's but not bad.
That's worth I thought it was cheap.
That's really good.
You would have spent more in Uber. It was like a 15-minute journey.
Who was flying this thing?
Right? No, but I'm saying these are they have this service. How is that not a business in New Jersey right
for
now?
For $180, that's very reasonable.
Reasonable. Now, I get it would cost more, but an Uber to JFK is about $250.
I wouldn't do it.
Could be more.
Yeah.
A helicopter from Midtown to JFK, you wouldn't do that?
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
You wouldn't do a helicopter?
Why not? Were you afraid
of
a crash?
Have you heard about the horror shows of helicopters?
Yeah, but
no.
Think about how many helicopter flights there are.
No, right. Not doing it.
Oh, I would in a second. All right, let me throw this out there, a question for the audience. Does anybody fly a helicopter? Do you? Are there any services? I am literally looking for a ride.
Oh, my God.
Are there any services in New Jersey? I will drive to you to get in the helicopter. I mean, as long as you're, you know, credible, if it's an actual business.
I can't.
Is this for today?
Yeah.
How funny
Someone's
would that
phone
be?
Is ringing.
Is that a phone?
That's somebody. That's
I thought
helicopter.
That was the dramatic helicopter music. That would be the waiting room in the heliport. Anyway,
I swear, if you arrive by chopper today to New York, I'll lose it.
Why not? Joe, did you get in a helicopter? You do it.
I did it for 2 years for work.
Well, that's what I did.
That's what you did.
That's what I did, too.
Wait a minute.
I flew in a plane. Yeah.
I never
flew.
But I was out of Penn's Landing, Philadelphia for 2 years.
Does Dave fly helicopters?
No. Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Her and I were both, we were chopper reporters. No, not doing
but you
that
didn't
again.
Fly the thing.
I didn't actually fly it. I was the reporter.
I need someone who flies.
I can't help
problem.
You, man. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Keep me posted. We'll talk in a little bit. So I don't know. I don't know what my plan is. Yes, I would absolutely take a helicopter. I don't think that's crazy.
How about one of those new drones, too? They have like the drone.
I would totally fly a drone. Cams. What, am I going to hang on to it, though?
Yeah,
like,
that's
that
what I'm saying. How are you getting
like these new drone taxis?
Like a little rope ladder to let me down?
No, you go inside of it.
Here's the thing. I don't know where they land in Midtown. I'm not sure.
Like, if someone were to fly you today, what time do they need to be available?
So.
Oh, this is just getting out of control.
I would say, if I were going to take a helicopter, I would say 2 o'clock. Plenty of time.
How long is the chopper from where you have to go to where you have to go?
What's I don't know.
The, right, never, we got to figure. I've, right, I've we got to no, figure that out.
Google Maps does not allow me to track.
Right.
Or do they?
Probably.
And if not,
I'm
why
sure.
don't they?
Well, that'll determine what time you have to meet the helicopter. How long
we
it's
see?
Take.
You know, it's interesting. We see a ton of helicopters over our house, but we live in Princeton, so I'm near the governor's mansion. So you see the state trooper helicopter flying the governor back and forth. And every once in a while, an executive helicopter, you don't know what they are.
Right.
They're military. I don't know. I think this is a good idea. What do you think it could cost?
Ugh.
See, that's the problem.
I think it's more than 180.
It's going to be more than 180.
I think you should spell out on your lawn today with something, help, and just stand there and wave one down.
Land in my driveway.
Right.
I'm in. All right. I would take a helicopter to work if it were made available to me. If you own a transportation company and have some ideas for me, particularly if there are helicopter commuting available, let's say out of, I don't know, Princeton Airport, which is 10 minutes away. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. It is coming up on 9:48. So what we're going to do is check back in with Bob William. 9:55 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, I want to let you know at Dina's Bistro tonight, our friends at in Toms River, Dennis Malloy is going to be there tonight at 6 p.m. You can have dinner with Dennis. It's going to be a really great event. So if you have time tonight, check out Dinner with New Jersey 101.5's Dennis Malloy, 6 p.m. at the Dina's Bistro on Route 37 in Toms River. You can call 732-270-2088 for ticket info. It's going to be pretty cool. All right, let's jump in. So I got a crazy commute ahead of me today, clearly. Anthony in Union Beach. Uber Blade. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's an integrated service between Blade and Uber where you can book a helicopter through your Uber app.
Yeah, that which is very cool. I didn't realize I had that. The challenge is that the way they do their charters, as I understand, the flight is $2,000, so you got to share it with multiple people, which would be fine. Yeah. But I don't know if do they wait for a full flight or are you stuck with the bill until you get people? Do you know what I mean? That's what I worry about.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't use it, but Bill, I can tell you, traveling from Union Beach to Fairfield. Not even near Fairfield yet. I'm by the Union tolls. It's taking me an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be rough. All right, man. Thank you, Anthony. I'll keep everybody posted. Let's go to Jiffy in Manalapan. Hey, Jiffy.
Hey, Billy. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Listen,
what do you got?
Why don't you try going to the ferry in Middletown?
You know, my buddy Roger just texted me, and he's like, you know, it might be time for the ferry. I am thinking that. So, because it's an hour over, and the ferry will take me, what, 20 minutes?
About 40.
But then I've got to snake my way through New York up to Midtown. That's my challenge.
Hey, grab a cab or jump in the train. The city's easy. I just passed that thing. You ain't moving.
It's bad, right?
I'm on the turnpike right now.
How long did it take you?
No, I'm doing good because I was going south. So it only took me like 20 minutes to get past the traffic going south because all these morons looking.
Got it. You know what I mean?
So, but yeah. I'm looking at traffic right now all the way down. I'm at 8A, and it's jammed.
8A. Oh, yeah. I get on after that. I mean, I take it up to 9. I don't know. I got to figure it out, Jiffy. Let me tell you something. This is not going to be simple, but I'll figure it out, and I'll keep everybody posted and let you know tomorrow. Thank you. All right, guys, got to get out of here. Hey, good luck to everybody that's on the road, and prayers for anybody who lost their life or was severely injured today. You know, just I'm sorry. A tragedy like this is it's better to be in the traffic than the accident. Have a great rest of your day, guys. See you tomorrow at 6.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, big fan? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck, and I'm about to put the hammer down.